See. See. The humble dependence of Timothy. In the history of Timothy are found precious lessons. He was a mere lad when chosen by God as a teacher, but so fixed were his principles by a correct education that he was fitted for this important position. He bore his responsibilities with Christ-like meekness. He was faithful, steadfast, and true, and Paul selected him to be his companion in labor and travel. Lest Timothy should meet with slights because of his youthfulness, Paul wrote to him, "Let no man despise thy youth." He could safely do this, because Timothy was not self-sufficient, but continually sought guidance. There are many youth who move from impulse rather than from judgment. But Timothy inquired at every step, "Is this the way of the Lord?" He had no specially brilliant talents, but he consecrated all his abilities to the service of God, and this made his work valuable. The Lord found in him a mind that he could mold and fashion for the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. God will use the youth today as he used Timothy, if they will submit to his guidance. It is your privilege to be God's missionaries. He calls upon you to work for your companions. Seek out those you know to be in danger, and in the love of Christ try to help them. How are they to know the Savior unless they see his virtues in his followers? Intellectual power not enough - quoted, the charge given to Timothy should be heeded in every household, and become an educating power in every family and in every school. Quoted. The highest aim of our youth should not be to strain after something novel. There was none of this in the mind and work of Timothy. They should bear in mind that, in the hands of the enemy of all good, knowledge alone may be a power to destroy them. It was a very intellectual being, one who occupied a high position among the angelic throng, that finally became a rebel, and many a mind of superior intellectual attainments is now being led captive by his power. Take heed unto thyself. Take heed unto thyself, and unto the doctrine. Thyself needs the first attention. First give yourself to the Lord for sanctification to his service. A godly example will tell more for the truth than the greatest eloquence unaccompanied by a well-ordered life. Trim the lamp of the soul, and replenish it with the oil of the Spirit. Seek from Christ that grace, that clearness of comprehension, which will enable you to do successful work. Learn from him what it means to labor for those for whom he gave his life. The most talented worker can do little unless Christ is formed within, the hope and strength of the life.